On this episode, how we approach sexual health. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. If this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. This show is all about helping us kick ass as men together from the inside out. We talk about sex and fitness and nutrition and hormones and mind and habits and emotions and all the things we need to solidify inside out so we can then go out and kick ass and create the life that we want to create. So welcome. Make sure and hit the follow or subscribe button if you haven't already. And a reminder, I'm here to help you. So if you have questions or feedback, or you'd like to talk to me about one-on-one coaching, shoot me a text message, 801-742-1439, or you can always look in the show notes for a number of other ways to contact me. Let's talk about our overall approach to sexual health. There's sort of a fundamental difference. There is a fundamental approach that applies to our sexual health just as it applies in other areas of life. And I think it is certainly talked about more in other areas of life. And I think more people are actually in this mindset in other areas of life. But what it really comes down to is the difference between being in sort of roll with it as it is and stick a Band-Aid on whatever goes wrong mode versus being in growth mode. And it applies to our physical health. It applies to business. It applies to relationships. It applies to every aspect of our life. We can either be kind of coasting along and trying to fix things as they go wrong, or we can be in a growth mindset. Which, what does that look like? It looks like being in a state of constant improvement, being in a state of progressing and learning and working on things and working to grow and improve and be better proactively, as opposed to just dealing with it when something goes wrong. A lot of people approach their overall health and wellness this way, right? Treating their body and their minds, because it's all linked, but treating their body like crap, right? Filling it with junk, putting junk on it, treating it like crap. And then when something goes wrong, trying to stick a Band-Aid on it, right? Take a pill, make some small immediate change to try to fix something. Compare that with the people that you know who are in really good health. The fundamental difference, yes, there are differences in habits and there are differences in all these ways that it's executed day to day. But the fundamental difference is being in a growth mindset and living that as a lifestyle. The people that I know who are most successful in any particular aspect of life approach that aspect of their life from a growth mindset or with a growth mindset. And that's what we need to do with our sexual health. And so often, I think a lot of people in general, and especially a lot of guys, are not in that place, right? And this doesn't mean a growth mindset doesn't mean going out and trying to get laid more often and like having a bunch of casual sex because you think more sex is better. No, that's not a growth mindset. A growth mindset when it comes to our sexual health, what does that look like? Well, first of all, it looks like moving sex more towards being sacred sex and away from being cheap and pixelized. It looks like learning to understand and work with sexual energy in our body. It looks like building better stamina and control. It looks like getting to know our partner better and learning in terms of pleasing our partner. It looks like being able to manage our breath and manage our arousal and constantly work on that. It looks like being in a constant state of looking at and growing where we are with our sexual health. Wherever you are, you are either in a stick a Band-Aid on it, fix it, or ignore it mode, or you're in a growth mode. And if we want our sexual health to really be transformed in a fundamental way, and I know that's what some of you guys are really hoping for, I know that's what I hoped for at times in years past in my life because my sexual health sucked. And I wanted it to fundamentally change. And for a long time, I didn't really think it could fundamentally change. And that might be you guys too. You might be in a place, or you might have been in a place in the past where you didn't really think things could really fundamentally change. You sort of felt stuck in the way that it is, whatever that looks like for you. But it can fundamentally change. It absolutely can. But what it takes is it takes a long-term shift in mindset into a growth mindset, because you're not going to, there's no magic bullet solution that you're going to execute for the next 30 days or 90 days, and all of a sudden you're going to have the most amazing sex life the whole rest of your life. That's not how it works any more than you could work out for the next 90 days and have an amazingly fit, strong body for the rest of your life. It's obvious that when it comes to our fitness, that that's not how it works. And I don't think anybody's really hoping that that's how it works, because it's, we know that it's not. When it comes to our physical fitness, you know that if you want to be healthy and strong, you're going to have to continue to train your body. But a lot of times, a lot of guys approach their sexual health that way. Not as a lifestyle, but as a, oh, I'm going to do something on this short-term basis as a band-aid to try to fix whatever's I feel like is wrong in this area. But what it really takes is a fundamental shift in lifestyle. It becomes part of your lifestyle, just like taking care of your body in terms of your nutrition, just like physical fitness, just like having healthy relationships, just like your career, your business. Your success, our success in these areas, depend on how we approach it as a lifestyle. Our overall approach. And it must be, if we want to be successful in those areas, and if we want to be successful in our sexual health, we better approach it with a growth mindset and look at it that for the rest of our life, we're going to be in a state of constantly growing and improving and getting better. We can physically improve our body, improve your erections. You can do things like jelking and literally enlarge your penis. Yes, you can do that kind of stuff. Yes, it works. There are always ways to get better, to get more out of your sexual health, to get more out of your sexual energy. You can always figure out more how to turn it into creativity and how to turn it into creating things in the physical world and in your life. There's always room for improvement. So as you approach wherever you are in that journey, make sure that you look at it from that 30,000 foot view and commit to, I'm going to approach this as a lifestyle. I'm going to be in a state of constantly learning and improving and getting better. And just like when we have that growth mindset in other important areas of life, when we have that growth mindset in our sexual health and in the sexual aspect of our life, it very much feeds into lots of good things happening in the rest of your life as well, as we've talked about before. So have a growth mindset, continually be in a state of working on moving forward. If I can help you do that, let me know. Shoot me a text. Again, 801-742-1439. Reach out, contact me however else you would like to. You can look in the show notes for my Facebook and Instagram and my calendar if you'd like to schedule a call with me. Sending you guys good vibes. Go out there, get after it, kick ass, take care of your sexual health, take care of your relationships, take care of the things that you know are important in life. I spent a lot of years of my life knowing that things were important in various aspects and not taking care of them at all. At all. My mental health, my physical health, my sexual health, in some ways my relationships were shit because I was treating them like shit. A lot of times we know what we can be doing better. We know what we should be doing better, or we at least know areas where we need to be doing better, even if we don't know the exact path. Do better. do better. We're never going to be perfect. We're always going to be able to look at and find ways that we can continue to do better and are coming up short, and mistakes that we make, and all of that. It's part of the path. But man, there's a fundamental difference between just sitting and knowing the things that we should be doing and just not doing them, and actually going out and doing the work. So go out, do the work in your life, in your body, in your sexual health, in your relationships, in your business. Go out and get after it, man. Send you guys good vibes. Have a kick-ass rest of your day.